Okay, so I want to shed some light on the situation with all this modern day woman bashing, and I want to bring back the balance to, you know, the way how we should approach these things. Now, how I feel about the situation, we all are humans, nobody is perfect, and, you know, I think we are all trying to find ourselves in this world. Expressing yourselves isn't taboo, isn't, you know, it shouldn't be looked at something as wrong, or, you know, because when you sit down and rethink about it and you learn enough, you will see that what you think is not normal is normal, okay? Now, I keep stressing the fact that men and women is two different species. A woman is not supposed to act how a man's supposed to act, and a man's not supposed to act how a woman is supposed to act. So you can't expect certain things from women, you can't expect certain things from men, okay? Now, staying focused on the modern day woman. My thing is, okay, if they didn't have no father figure or mother in their lives, it plays a role in how they were born and raised, you understand me? So, single parent home, or, you know, mom and dad are together, so, you know, they're very exposed to certain things, you know, and it takes a very strong human being to try to keep everything balanced, you understand me? Because it's going to be emotion, especially from the female side, you know, and it's normal. To me, it's normal because that's the way a woman is made up. That's their genetics. They're made up, you know, to be emotional, to be a certain way, you understand? The more you deal with them, the more you understand. You understand me? And certain situations, you cannot blame them for. You can't look down on them, because at the end of the day, if you don't know, if people say, "Well, oh, you made a decision," sometimes you just don't know what will happen in this world, in this life. You know, you could be on the right path, and just like that, you could fall off. You know, you could be at the top, and then you could be at the bottom. So it's always a roller coaster ride when it comes to life in general and experiences. Okay, so I want to make sure that men understand this. Now, modern day women of today's world, they only need balance, okay? So it takes a very strong male, meaning that, okay, not you have to be mentally strong. When I say strong, it means that you have to be prepared, and prepared for the toughness level of a woman, okay? Now, some women are more feminine than others, and some are more masculine than others, okay? It depends on whatever is your taste. Right now, when you're dealing with a more masculine woman, you know, it's more of a, you just have to maintain your masculinity, and you have to come from an understanding standpoint. You know, what I would say in this predicament is try to always listen more than you talk, because a masculine woman is always going to make sure that she has a last say and make sure you get her point more rather than she getting yours. You understand me? And it all boils down to, you know, intelligence as well. Sometimes, well, common sense is a intelligent person speaks less. You understand me? So, and, you know, a person that's not really intelligent will basically say anything and not really think about it before they say it, you know, and that's a whole story altogether. But you have people who still learning. You have people who are going to look at the age bracket. Some young people learn early, some young people learn late, you know. Some people will never learn because they're not accepting to it. So all of these things you have to look for as a man, you understand me? Level of understanding comes from the ability to learn, the ability to compromise, you know, and the you have once you know the type, you'll know if they want to compromise or not, or to be understanding or not. Simple as that. You know, so this is just having a clear view of knowing the type of females that you are dealing with, you know. When it comes to males are pretty simple. Also, don't understand that, and you know, we look at the opposite sex as confusing. You know, it's to me, it's a beautiful thing when you don't understand something and you try to understand it. It's just like a skill, a hobby. You know, you at first you don't understand it, but the more you practice and study, then you begin to understand more, and you be able to, and you know, you figure it out. So now it makes sense. So it's the same concept, you know, when it comes to dating in today's society and world. It's just a balance. A balance is men, you have to understand that you have to be in a certain position in life. You can't come half-stepping, because basically, a woman will look at you and say that, okay, well, you don't have this together and you have that together, so who are you to tell me how to live my life or what to do? You understand me? So that's how you have to look at it. Second of all, you have to learn. You have to learn to be patient. You know, us men, we jump into things, especially when it comes to intimacy. So you have to be more patient. Practice patience. You have to be more patient. You gotta learn. I would say that you're not gonna learn everything, but it's a possibility, a slight chance that you might can learn everything. You could even document. If it's a female you're interested, you could document her life to try and connect the dots. You see what I'm saying? And make sure that the story adds up at the end of the day. If it's, I think it could come to that depending on your level of interest, you know. But if you're not that interested, then you wouldn't go into all that detail. But it's very important that you know, you do your background check, your history, you do your research, you do your homework. Just do your homework. Be patient. Don't be quick to jump on something. You know, it's very tempting to say jump and just let the other emotions get involved. But you want something serious, you will work hard for that. You understand me? Okay? So I hope that was a lot of information that could help people to not. The main objective today, what I was trying to go for, was to not look at females a certain way. Oh, she is this, or she is that, or she. No. Females are beautiful creatures. And you really have to understand them before you point fingers or before you try to put somebody down. I don't care whatever their position, whether there's kids involved or they had a bad experience in the past. Put yourself in people's shoes before you judge anybody, before, you know, before you look at it and say, oh, well, this, me personally, I haven't given up on my culture of women. I know that I could have a good conversation with a woman. I know that, you know, there are women out there that that matches me. You know, that's a good match for me. You know, but I'm not rushing. You see what I'm saying? And I find it more fun as I'm getting older is to learn people. Seeing when it comes to business, you learn your client, you learn what they like. Learn what they want, you know, and that's how you keep business going. You understand me? Terra Billion, Woman and Men Matrix. Peace up.